Oh, I've always loved cricket, and I've come down here today. It's the most perfect weather, the most perfect day. The test is in the balance. A couple more wickets and I reckon that will swing it England's way. The last time I came down here for an Ashes, I think it was 1990, I was 12 years old. It was the first day of the Ashes. Murph Hughes was bowling. Just as he was about to bowl, a dog ran onto the pitch. Murph Hughes scooped the dog up into his hands and escorted it off the pitch. We were allowed to play down in front where all the tarmac area is now, and we just played cricket and watched the game, and it was fantastic. So I've got a bit of a soft spot for the Ashes and a bit of a soft spot for this ground. I absolutely love it. It's probably one of the most perfect test venues I can think of in the world.
Fantastic. So it's today the first day you've been down here?
It is, yeah. Unfortunately, I've been working Wednesday to Friday. I was a little bit in the balance on Wednesday. I was thinking, oh, am I going to get down here to see it? It's like Christmas for me coming down here. But fortunately, England dug in yesterday, and I think we're in for a very, very exciting game today and potentially a clincher tomorrow. You never know.
So, of course, you got to see Ian Bell make his 100 and Stuart Broad make 50s.
Did indeed, yeah. Stuart Broad, local lad, drinks in the Larwood and Vose, likes his Sunday lunches down there, likes a glass of red wine with his Sunday lunch. Seen him in there quite a few times, lives locally down at Lady Bay. Ian Bell, what a legend. Probably one of the best 100s he's ever scored and probably one of the most important.